I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Moncrief on News Talk.
There's a tree in England called the Major Oak.
They notice all sorts of customs unique to us.
We tend to say hello to strangers more. With Robin
Hood. We eat potato sandwiches. And an urban
tree
is a thousand
years old.
Thank you to the bus driver when we're getting off. But
Chloe Ryder is operations manager at Sherwood Forest for the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds. Good afternoon,
correspondent Henry McKean went to find out.
Good afternoon, Sean.
It did survive for 1,000 years. And from what I've read, that seems to be despite some efforts of preservation from the last century.
Yeah, it's a really iconic tree here in the UK. It's a really, you know, synonymous with the county of Nottinghamshire, where Sherwood Forest is. And it's got this massive spreading canopy. And sadly, obviously, it's died this year due to a series of real challenging conditions, not just its popularity, but it's a really complex situation.
Part of that would have been, the hot summers that have been taking place over the last few years.
Yeah, exactly. Climate change has had a real significant impact in its later part of its lifetime. I mean, 1,000 years is just so impressive for an ancient oak tree to get to. And in the last 200 years, it's had all of this popularity that have constricted and made its roots have problems. And all of those, as you said, well-intended attempts to preserve it have also added extra complications.
Yeah, and they props and metal chains were installed in the tree in the early 1900s. Where and for what purpose?
So because it was already noted as an impressive tree and it was so big and its branches spread across such a kind of big area, attempts were made to try and keep that form. These big heavy branches were propped up by rod and chain bracing. So you can still see that in the tree today. And then it's had a few iterations of these big props to hold the limbs up again.
Oh, right. And then over time, you couldn't take them down, or I assume the limbs would have collapsed.
Exactly so. So it remains a really, really important part of Sherwood Forest, this form that it takes, but it's also really important ecologically. And we never want to damage the tree. So all of the newest, latest interventions that I've been working on with my team and a team of experts as well, we don't want to damage the tree any further. So it's way too late to start removing those things.
Yeah, all right, of course. And around 2018, when you would have taken over its care, It wasn't immediately apparent it just wasn't getting enough water.
Well, that's kind of part of the problems. It had a series of visible declines in its leaf coverage, and that it goes through phases of that and has done in its lifetime. But really, it wasn't until we went underground and started looking at its root system that we realised how urgent the situation was. And it was, in fact, all of the soil compaction from millions of visitors that have squashed those soils beneath the tree and basically strangled its roots almost. So we started our work to try and reverse that, but unfortunately for the tree, it just came a little bit too late.
Oh, right. And now, obviously, there's no foliage on the tree, but the tree will remain there, I assume.
Exactly. So this year is the first year that no leaves have come out at all. And it is a really sad day, but it is still a beautiful sculptural piece of natural art, and it will remain that way for many, many years to come, a place where folklore and heritage and ecology all come to meet in Sherwood Forest.
Yeah. Is there anything you'll have to do to make sure it doesn't crumble or disintegrate or anything? Or is it big enough and sturdy enough to remain in pretty much the shape it's in now?
That'll be the case for some time, but we still periodically assess it. So it has a. We're going to be continuing our work to restore vitality to the soils around the tree and connect it back into the wider forest landscape for the last phase of its existence. So while it fades and kind of rots away into the ecosystem, that's going to take a long, long time. And we'll be assessing and monitoring it as we do with all of our other really special ancient trees here in Sherwood Forest.
Chloe, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Chloe Ryder there from Sherwood Forest, from the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds. And you could hear birds singing in the background there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.